Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, welcome everybody. Great to have you with us as we once again are locked down in Oregon. Ain't that just dandy? Kate Brown, as you know, and this is what we're going to talk about today, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What's the solution to Kate Brown's continual destruction of our liberty? What's the solution to Kate Brown's continual destruction of small business? Restaurants now. 15 counties, including the one I live in, shut down. Including the one you live in, shut down now. No more indoor dining. Especially since she said they wouldn't do this again, right? I mean, that's what she said. We're going to talk with Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation for Oregon, and he is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour because they are lit up about all of this, and they're also lit up about a particular restaurant. Klamath Falls, they got fined $28,000. This is the heavy hand of Kate Brown. Now, how do we know it's the heavy hand of Kate Brown? Well, thank you to Avis for sending me an email. This is about a, well, it was posted on Facebook, streamed live. Mayors of the city of certain cities of Oregon that are, well, kind of sympathetic to the governor's message. What a setup this was. And other mayors who weren't were not invited. And these mayors urging the governor to be a dictator, urging the mayor, or rather the governor, these mayors, at least one of them, vaccine passports to do anything. All because of a, well, as King 5 News in Seattle reports, quote, and thank you to Timothy for sending this to me. King 5 in Seattle reports, and I quote, zero flu deaths reported during the 2020-2021 flu season. Never in medical history has an annual disease completely disappeared to be replaced by another one with the exact same symptoms. That's from liberal Como King 5 News in Seattle. Just in case you missed it, let me read that to you again, because this is precisely what this is all about. Zero flu deaths reported during the 2020-2021 season. Never in medical history has an annual disease completely disappeared to be replaced by another with the exact same symptoms, unquote. What does that tell you? Well, in my lightning quick farming mind, even I can figure it out. You know what it is? COVID is being called what really is the flu. This is the flu, folks. Zero flu deaths. Think about it. A liberal TV station admits the truth. Now, what do we do about it? What do we do about Kate Brown locking us down? Well, I'm going to get into that, and I'm going to read this email from Avis. And it is this it's from the Baker City Mayor's page. I mean, this is a big deal. It was a Zoom meeting. And this is how these select mayors are advocating, just creating political cover for the governor to not just lock us down, but move us to the next level. How do we stop this? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. We'll go to the phones now. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say today?
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to the scam. Yeah, there actually was a study done in California that confirmed that a lot of these positive tests were actually influenza A. And several physicians and scientists have been questioning what's been going on. And so you have that. But I did want to bring up, Jeff, I did want to bring up something else, Jeff. Our illustrious president gave a news conference yesterday, Mr. Biden. And guess what we are sending to India to help them with their current problem? Remdesivir. No, he truly said this in his speech yesterday. And so where's the leadership in our state? I mean, I've heard of hundreds, if not thousands, of people taking remdesivir, hydrochloroquine and zinc, vitamin D, etc., etc. But where's our great leader and the health authority in Portland pushing for this? Well, it doesn't fit their narrative. They want you to get vaccinated. They want to push onto us this garbage, even though we're concerned about the stuff. And I wanted to point that out, Jeff, because the Democrats, not only Kate, know this and aren't doing a damn thing about it. Okay? People should be taking this stuff and preventing them getting infected. But they're not, Jeff. They're not doing that. And shame on them. Shame on all of them. Okay? Because we could be doing a much better job. The infection rate could be a lot lower if we were taking these drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it could be. And we would have less of this entire scam that has, well, so devastatingly impacted everybody.
We wouldn't have
affect everybody in this the whole country.
We wouldn't have to be locked down.
And yeah, you're right.
That's the simple fact of it. Lots of states are not locked down. Kate Brown and the Democrats are dictators, control freaks. They're making
you're right.
bad decisions.
No question.
And people are dying.
Well,
people
and
are
we're
dying
sick.
Because of
and
their
And there is more and more frustration
bad.
With this. Art, thank you. Great
God
story
bless
about
you.
Biden.
Pray
Cindy.
For our state.
Yes, pray indeed. We definitely need that. Gotta let you go because I need to move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say today? What's the answer to continued lockdowns by Kate Brown?
It's nuts. We need to follow what Florida has done, Texas, and Arizona partway. Much different result. Before last year, I had got pneumonia, and I had H1N1, but I didn't learn about it until this year. It's the funniest thing. They didn't publish it for a year later that the cause that I had was H1N1, which is a different virus. And I think a lot of them are H1N1. So if Seattle and Washington State is fessing up, when is Oregon Health Sciences University going to fess up? Is not Oregon Health Sciences University the largest employer in the city of Portland? Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, it is.
Is it correct?
When
are they going to fess up? I have some respect for them, and in some ways I don't. They're losing their credibility.
Glenn, they cannot fess up to the truth. They get way too much money from government.
Then I say to the government, it's time for them to take their paychecks and send them to a trust, and share all of that equity, share that equity and money to all the other businesses that the authorities, Akhtun, have shut down to destroy the small businesses, just like they're doing in Canada to the churches and the small businesses. Just like the Nazis. And they did in Poland before and after the World Wars. It's just incredible, Jeff, that the common people in this state, Washington and Oregon, would sit and take this and not go to the streets.
So how would we impose our displeasure in a manner that actually produces change with the governor? What could we do?
I think every individual that would speak up to their local representative and say, if you're going to start locking everything down, you must also lock down the city, county, and state businesses and take their paychecks and put them into a trust with our paychecks and distribute the money equally. Equity. Where's the equity, you socialists? You bring that equity out to the street for all of us, not just for yourselves. We're sick of it.
All right. Well, we are sick of it. Thank you, Glenn. It's an interesting idea. I mean, it ought to be fair, right? You're shutting all these businesses down, but the government workers continue. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Mr. Transmission Mile X, Wilsonville Auto Repair. They do more than your transmissions. In fact, if you go to their website, which is WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com, WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com, you can see all of the services that they have, including this free performance check. You can schedule an appointment. They've got a vehicle drop-off form. They'll do this free performance check for you. And it lists what it is, but they do other things. Brake repair, check engine lights, diagnostic, heating, cooling systems, clutch repair, CV joints, and of course, exhaust, emissions, engine repair, fuel system, but your transmission. That's what they specialize in, right? So, you know, if you're looking for a place that you can trust, especially if you're a single woman and an older woman like my mother is, over in Prineville, not knowing where to take her car, that she's not going to get ripped off. You can go to Wilsonville Auto Repair with great assurance and confidence that you can go there and they're going to treat you right. Again, don't take my word for it. Just look at the great customer testimonials. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Back in a moment. I'm going to read this email of what happened in this Zoom call with the mayors, all set up by the governor. It's scary.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Gail. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff, KSLM. News. Like the one from Ryan, says, in light of the recent lockdown order by Kate Brown, it's time for your radio station and your local host, that's me, to give voice to and help organize mass resistance. These measures are a gross overreach of power, and it's time for conservatives to fight back, to be mobilized and broadcast it. Okay. So let's organize a giant rally at the state capitol. A giant rally of people just fed up with Kate Brown doing the opposite of what she said she would do. What is that? Well, you can read it in the Oregon Catalyst story. And again, I'll have all of this up on the show plan. Widespread backlash mistakes put the lockdown at risk. That's one of the stories about a whole bunch of groups, Oregon Business and Industry, Small Business Association, talking about how this is damaging them and how Kate Brown promised to do just the opposite, right? And April 23rd, she said she would lift most restrictions and fully open our economy no later than the end of June. At the same appearance, Brown said doing so would require more people to get vaccinated. She also predicted that measures like mask in public and physical distancing would have to continue as part of the state's response to the virus. So we've had all of that. We've had more people getting vaccinated, and yet all of this is just continuing. Our rates are rising. Could it be that it is again? Just like Seattle 5 Como News said, the flu has disappeared. No deaths. Maybe it's all flu. How do we fix this? Is it time to have a mass rally? Is that enough? Or is it time for another recall? This time, one that business will finally say, okay, we're sick of it. We're going to stand up and make it happen and get behind it like they did in California. To the phones, to Gail, and then we'll move on to Ron. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Good morning. Now I'm sidetracked. I'm listening to all this good information. So that's what I was calling to say. We ended your last segment by saying, that's really scary, or that's a lot to be afraid of, or anyway, I'm agreeing with what you just said, that we need to stand up and fight, not literally, but, and the huge, huge rally is maybe a start, but if we, the people, are still complying, there's just a few, I believe, that are fooled. It looks like the majority, but I don't think it is. And we need to just say, I don't comply. We need to quit asking for permission. We need to quit asking people to do things for us. We need to do it for ourselves. If you take a look
So, Gail, are you suggesting then that businesses defy Kate Brown, like this restaurant we're going to talk with Jason Dudash here at the bottom of the hour real quick, in Klamath Falls, yes, and fine $28,000?
I think that yes, we need to support these restaurants and people who are willing to defy. We need to stop ordering online, because that's what they wanted us to do. They want to crowd out these small businesses. They want us to be afraid.
Yes, yes.
And so, yes.
Gail, you're right. Gail, you're so right on. And unfortunately, I got to let you go because I got to move on to Ron. Thank you, Gail. That's right. I mean, this is one of the things we can do, is stop buying things from Amazon and start buying things from your local restaurants. And if a restaurant stays open or any other business like a gym, go there and do business with them. Ron, good morning. You got a couple of minutes. Go.
Okay, number one, I say a friend of mine is going to be doing a rally on May 7th. And I say go ahead and do it, not at the Capitol. Let's go right at the source of the Nazism, right there at the OSHA office on 500 Summer Street. Yes. I say so. Let's have the defiance of our churches even more besides the few. It's time for them to have a backbone and do like the churches up there in Calgary and Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, against the deep state of Quebec. It's time that for us to stand up and do what's possible. $240 million extra besides the $6 billion, $2 million for every senator, I mean, $2 million for every House member, and $4 million for every senator in this state. And yet, we're talking about other stuff instead of helping the people at businesses. Oh, we're going to give you 20. We're going to give you a few million dollars. Bull sugar, Kate Brown. Bull sugar on all the other people that's in leadership. Courtney, Kotex, and Prozanski. Help the businesses. Get off your high horse. And the last thing I will say, people, it is time to not comply. If you got businesses that's willing to see and they willing to not comply, support those businesses. No Amazon, no big box restaurants, which I haven't shopped at in 2 months.
Amen. Well said. Thank you, Ron. That's exactly
God bless you.
Just one of the ways we can solve this problem. Another way is for you to join Walt, who sends me a great email. The easiest solution to being ruled by a dictator, he writes, is ignore her, quit listening to her, and quit talking about her. Turn her off and let's get on living again. Tonight at the River Church is another Liberty University, Liberty First University, teaching. This is more than liberty-loving patriots getting together. It's tonight, folks. He says he loves Glenn's comments. That's one of the ways. Continue to learn about liberty and bring somebody with you to River Church tonight at 7 p.m. Back in a moment with Jason Dudas, Freedom Foundation. They are lit up about Kate Brown's latest lockdown, and I'll tell you why.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Or Jeff at KSLM.news. In a moment, we'll chat with Jason Dudash, who is the head cook and bottle washer. Just kidding. At Freedom Foundation here in Oregon. They are lit up over Kate Brown's latest lockdown. So what is the solution to it? Holding rallies is one thing. Doing business with local businesses, especially those that defy and having their back. By the way, with the Liberty First University training at River Church tonight, that's one of the things that Pastor Lou Wu-Tan has put on his heart. They have started the Freedom Business Fellowship. This is a group of businesses that are coming together to support each other when government shuts them down. This is not going away, folks. It's going to continue. We need to support each other. Freedom Business Fellowship. You also need to support great businesses like Freedom Heating and Air, because they have been advertising with us on this show and on this radio station for a long time. They've been a long time business in the Salem area. They make your life better. Why? Because they give you great service for your heat pump, your furnace system, whether it's at home or it's in your business, whatever. Plus, they have great air filtration systems. And they can kill the viruses that might be floating around inside your house. Why don't you check it out? Do business with businesses that support us, support you and Freedom. Freedom Heating and Air. Their website is freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Jason Dudas joins us right now. Jason, good morning. And man, What do you guys at Freedom Foundation think about the latest Cape Brown lockdown?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me back on. And, you know, I think the only correct response here is to be pissed off. I mean, nothing about this makes sense. It's completely illogical and unjustifiable.
Yeah, it is. So a lot of businesses are upset. But, I mean, what does it mean? I mean, what are you guys thinking you can do to support these businesses that are going to defy it? Because some are going to have to. Or what do you think ought to be done? Let me ask you that question.
Well, you know, people need to follow rules that make sense. The fact that Cape Brown is resorting to yet another shutdown is nothing but another example of failed leadership. You know, if you want the public support behind safety measures, you have to make it make sense. And with the information we have now over a year into this, these rules do not make sense. Shutting down restaurants when there is not a single piece of data that the state or the governor can point to saying that having restaurants open has led to some super spreader event or some dramatic rise in COVID cases across the state. That data does not exist. Telling gyms that they can have no more than six people inside their gym, regardless of square footage, you know, and we know that over 80% of people that are hospitalized or die from COVID are obese. And that physical exercise is one of the best things that you can do for yourself to protect yourself from this virus. Closing gyms down anyways, that doesn't make any sense. And when you're just throwing these rules out there willy-nilly, is, I don't know if it's an emotional or just purely stupid reaction, you should expect significant pushback from the public. And the public needs to support the businesses that are willing to stand up and defy these for all the right reasons, and one of those is the business that we're directly defending, which is Casey's down in Klamath Falls.
So what are you doing to help Casey's in Klamath Falls? And tell the story about what's going on down there.
Yeah, so they've essentially never closed. They closed for a bit when, you know, we all thought that this two-week freeze was going to last 2 weeks, and that was over a year ago. And now they were originally fined $8,900 from OSHA for staying open. And we've been appealing that fine with the help of the Kevin Mannix law firm. And just this last week, OSHA came back and fined them an additional $27,660. And what's most outrageous about this, you know, is conditions haven't really changed. They're not doing something that's three times more dangerous, you know, but OSHA's just coming back in and they're going to continue levying more and more dramatic fines to try to break the back of businesses that are willing to stand up. And it's completely ridiculous. But what I want to stress is the community that Casey's has lived in and served for the last 30 years has still filled their dining room nearly every day. There is rarely a day that they do not have a line out the door. And Mick and Annie Patsky, you know, aren't running around Klamath Falls threatening people to come in and eat at our restaurant or else, you know, and that's somewhat of an absurd example because this whole situation is absurd, but people are making the choice to still come and patronize that restaurant, and they wouldn't be doing that if it simply was not safe. You know, no one's getting COVID from eating at Casey's, and the fact that OSHA is still penalizing them for coming in and just trying to keep their business alive that they've worked their entire lives for is nothing short of ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. So, and I know the Oregon Restaurant Association had set up a fund for restaurants that had defied Cape Brown. Have Casey's been able to access any of that?
I don't know if that came strictly from the Restaurant Association. I think that was a pact that Mayor Stan Polium was kind of setting up to support small businesses that were still staying open. But so far, most of their money has come from the community, you know, leaving a $5 tip on the table saying, send this. I know they've gotten checks from Rochester, New York, $20 in the mail for people thanking them for standing up because people across the country understand how important this is. You know, anymore today, people just need to make the choice. And I think county commissioners from across the state in participation with the Restaurant Association just sent a letter to the governor. And I think they said it best there, where they said, you know, a new case of COVID today does not carry the same weight that a case of COVID did last fall. Right. You know, now vaccines are widely available. They're available for anybody right. in the state who wants to get them. Most of our at-risk population has been vaccinated. And that was what was sold to us as kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. Right. And now it's almost being used against us to keep more and more shutdowns going on. And people just need to be able to make a choice. You know, the data is available now. And people need to be able to decide for themselves. And that's what I think is really important for you and your listeners to understand is we shouldn't just dance because the government tells us to dance, right? We need to do things that make sense to ourselves. And of course, everyone should continue to follow safety measures that make sense for themselves. But these rules that are nothing but arbitrary and capricious that don't make any sense whatsoever, you shouldn't follow them. You should do what is best for you and your family. And I don't think that Kate Brown knows the best answer to that.
We're talking with Jason Dudash, Freedom Foundation for Oregon. You can go to their website, which is freedomfoundation.com. And you can check out all the things that they are working on in many of the states that they're operating in. Sorry. So Casey says, you're helping defend them. They're getting donations from across the country. Are you hearing from other business owners, other restaurants, maybe in the same place saying, hey, can you help us too?
Yeah. You know, back when the last 2 week freeze went into effect, all our phones were ringing and we will continue to work and help businesses through the appeals process. There was a great piece in the Oregonian, which I don't say often, but a couple days ago yeah. that highlighted exactly how this thing works. You know, OSHA and the state have levied several hundred thousands of dollars of fines against businesses, and they haven't collected a single dollar. And I don't expect that they will collect many. but as far as the timeline goes, this appeal process is likely going to be about 2 years. So nothing dramatic is going to happen just yet, but we're going to continue to help businesses through that long and drawn out process because this is so important. I mean, whether or not you comply with rules like this is it really sets up the next generation, right? And with exactly what we tell the government they can get away with. And we've played this game for way too long, and I think that's exactly why we're having such a big hard time getting out of it.
No, you're right about that. We have played it way too long. We're sick of it. All of us are sick of it. But do you think that groups like yours can move the needle in getting the word out, doing shows like this, putting it out on your website to help people get to the point they said, we've had enough? Now, I know you guys work in California. California has just certified recall signatures for Governor Gavin Newsom. That election is going to happen sometime in the next 90 days, apparently. Mm-hmm. So do you think you can move the needle here in Oregon on anything significantly to produce change?
Well, I can promise you we're going to try. Ultimately, as with all of it, it's up to the public, right? Myself and the Freedom Foundation, as much as we love to be in the fight, we can only do so much. And we're going to do the best of our ability to make sure the public is educated and understand exactly what's going on here and exactly what's at risk. But it's not going to be until you have this kind of groundswell opposition from the public that the governor is going to get in line. Because the only reason she's done this and continues to do this is because she thinks she can get away with it. Because she thinks that, you know, her support in Portland and only in Portland is enough to keep her safe. And that's just not factually true anymore. So the public needs to help her understand that and just stop abiding by rules that don't make sense. That's fairly simple to me.
Jason Dudash, Executive Director of Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Folks, check out their website, freedomfoundation.com. Thanks, Jason. Keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
6:48, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I think it was Ron who said, as one of the solutions to, well, because, you know, bureaucrats at OSHA have some discretion, right, on how they levy fines and how they deal with businesses that are just being killed by this, by these lockdowns. So Dale writes this, because Ron was suggesting that we show up at the OSHA inspectors' homes. Okay. Dale says, it's long past time to take the gloves off and start fighting this war the way spec ops would. Consult those people to cook up tactical plans. Personally harassing OSHA supervisors with mass silent protests at their home would be a start. Okay. Friends, again, one of our great advertisers is Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. If you're looking for a contractor you can trust to do, you know, really important stuff inside your home, like your kitchen remodel, which will disrupt your life like crazy if it's done wrong and takes forever, go to righteousrenovations.com. That's their website. Look at all the great before and after photos, but also look at the very satisfied customer comments. righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Rebecca, then we'll move on to Rich. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
I hope this is good. Telephone
connection. It's in and out.
In and out. Well, I'm trying to remind us that the most important reason for watching something, having a leader like Kate Brown, is that she has supported unequivocally the murder of the She has supported unequivocally the rest of the Democrat Party, which is human trafficking. These are things that make the heart of God so upset because they are breaking his law. His law is to choose life. His law is to give love. And his law is to be the light of Christ in this world.
Well, yes, and Rebecca, thank you. I got to let you go, Rebecca. You're cutting in and out. But a great point that you're making. Yes, those are important points and reasons to disapprove of Kate Brown's actions. Now, if that leads to recall efforts, then the people that care about those things Rebecca's talking about ought to take the lead, shouldn't they? Like maybe churches? Before we go to Rich, Corby writes an email about Kate. Says, I would say an orange jumpsuit, a sledgehammer, and some concrete would be very fitting for Kate. And then about OSHA, what about OSHA being outside their jurisdiction? Is there any recourse there? Yeah, there would be if they literally find an employer that is outside of their jurisdiction. I completely agree. And Wanda wrote a great email about anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers are causing the surge. She believes you're not getting vaccinated and wearing masks are causing the rise in cases and the hospital admit rates. This is what's causing the economic problem. Get vaccinated now. This will allow all the states to completely open up. We have to reach herd immunity. Sorry, Wanda. That doesn't fit with what's happening in states that have been open and free that aren't requiring any of this, like Texas, like Florida. Sorry. Go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Hey, Rich. Good morning. Rich, are you
morning.
There? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's one thing in all this discussion that we're having here that we've kind of lost the direction of, and that is we let it get to the point where it's at right now because we always just thought as conservatives it would just run its course and level out and go away. And we forgot to grab the bull by the horns probably 5 years ago or more already. It started with the Bush administration. And do something about the roller coaster that was already starting to gain steam down the track.
What roller coaster was that?
The roller coaster that the Democrats were on already, teaching our kids in schools that everything as far as a conservative way and what we believe was not going to be taught, starting with no prayer in schools.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a prayer in schools goes back to the early 1960s U.S. Supreme Court ruling. So when various groups have fought that at times, I know the ACLJ has fought allowing student groups to come together for prayer on campuses and have won that in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. But how do we influence politicians like the Democrats in control of the Oregon legislature and Kate Brown that are adamantly opposed to anything having to do with God, especially in schools?
Hold them out. That's all you can do.
And well, protest. You're right about that.
But our votes are going to count, and it's going to start right now with the school boards changing the policies there with people that can influence what happens. And then move right off into the politicians.
You are so right on the money. It starts every local school district in these elections coming up next month in May. Well said, Richard. Thanks so much. I appreciate you calling in, folks. Good solutions. There's a whole bunch of them. You want to stop this endless lockdown mentality? There's only one way you do it with someone who is a tyrant like Kate Brown, and that's who she is, folks. I'm at the end of the show, and I still haven't been able to read this email about this Zoom call she had with these mayors, but let me just sum it up for you just quickly here. This email, basically, a number of mayors suggested Kate Brown do some awful things that are blatantly unconstitutional, like police action. One mayor suggested that the governor's office stop the educational approach of citizens, and the inference was police action needs to be taken now against citizens who will not socially distance or mask, or OSHA punishments should be severe against those businesses. And then Mayor Arlene Burns of the city of Mosier said that the governor should force mandatory vaccinations in order to attend anything public or to go to purchases at stores. She's an advocate for the vaccine passport and that Governor Brown needs to be a benevolent dictator. Brown liked and agreed with the ideas on the Zoom call, but thought it would come across heavy-handed. Well, duh. We have to stand up. One of our great advertisers that you need to stand up for also is Pro Bioscience. They make these fantastic CBD products here in Salem from only Oregon-grown CBD. I use them. I believe in their products. You should, too. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's the website. pro-bioscience.com. If you order online, use the discount code SHOWERS. You get 15% off. It's also available at Liquivana vape shops in Silverton and Malala and the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater in Salem. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm back tomorrow. I hope you are, too. I appreciate each and every one of you being in the audience today. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Let's get spun up. Let's make a difference.